This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We talk a lot on our show about new materials we're discovering and experimenting with and how those materials might help us take big leaps forward when it comes to new technology. Well, today we want to look closely at one of those materials. We'll give you a musical hint.
Graphene.
Singing along with Dolly Parton there is Marketplace's resident science geek, Sabri Benashour. As you can tell, Sabri is into graphene, loves the stuff. So do a lot of other science people. A few years ago, a couple of them won the Nobel Prize in Physics for experimenting with it. But why? Well, Sabri is here to tell us. Hi, Sabri.
Hey, Ben.
First of all, what the heck is graphene?
Picture a honeycomb and then slice it down so thin that it cannot be sliced any thinner, okay?
The thinnest slice of honeycomb.
The thinnest slice of honeycomb imaginable.
Okay.
One atom thick. And then instead of making it out of honey or beeswax, carbon. So you know how like a diamond is carbon stacked in like the sort of most perfect way?
Yeah.
This is the flat version of that.
And why do you love this thinnest slice of honeycomb made out of carbon so much?
Because I also forgot to mention that the other thing about it is that it's basically magic. So it's super flexible and stretchy, okay? It conducts electricity and heat thousands of times better than copper.
Okay.
But it's stronger than a diamond. So according to one researcher, it would take an elephant balanced on a pencil to break through a sheet of graphene the thickness of saran wrap.
Whoa.
Yeah. It has all kinds of weird properties. Like water can pass through it, but helium can't. And helium is smaller than water. They want to use it in solar panels because it might be more effective at catching light. And I also love the way they discovered it, which was they just like put tape on graphite, on like pencil lead, and pulled up the tape and they were like, oh my God, it's graphene.
Sabri Benashour, an explanation of graphene. Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So recently, we visited MIT assistant engineering professor Dirk Englund at his lab. There, researchers are studying how we can change the way computer chips move information around by shooting light particles through a bunch of layers of silicon and graphene that are glowing under a microscope.
Silicon on the bottom, insulator, which is made of silicon dioxide glass.
Okay.
A thin film of silicon again. That is 1/1000th of the size of a human hair thick.
Still confused? I was too. So I sat down with Professor Englund in his office and asked him exactly how this tiny silicon graphene sandwich was going to revolutionize computing.
The device that we created here is a photodetector that could potentially be used for very high-speed optical communications. What's unique about graphene, why there's so much excitement, I think, is that this process is very, very, very fast. Electrons in graphene travel almost unimpeded with almost the speed of light, so you could potentially send more data faster and make better use of your optical channels on a chip.
Can you just break down for me how what you're doing is going to sort of impact the consumer?
It used to be that telephone lines were wires, metal wires, and now they're optical fibers. Now if you go to fast computer centers, data centers, high-performance computers, they actually use optical fiber instead of copper. At some point, it's going to go to the level of the chip, where one chip talks to other chips or to other computers or to the other users via light signals. There's a very strong need for that computer to turn electrical signals into optical signals very efficiently. The technology that will drive these optical communication systems is still under development. These devices could be potentially much more compact than detectors that are used today, and that means smaller chips and maybe more complex chips.
Professor Englund, thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure.